We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. See you at.
Wake up in the morning. I'm talking right now.
You're about to experience a morning show unlike any other.
Shout out to the Breakfast Club. I'll see
you. What you guys are doing right now, it's the hub culture.
The Breakfast Club is my morning sit. I need it and I love it so much.
I feel like you're really not popping until you do the Breakfast Club.
I've been waiting to come to y'all show, man. I know really? You gotta be a big time celebrity to be up in here. You gotta be big time.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Break the fuck up.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
Yes, it's Thursday.
What's happening?
Let me ask you guys a question, right?
Yes, ma'am.
It's the first time it this happened to me. Y'all ever got I guess it's a stress pain? In your back, like something that just stresses you out.
You know, never had that.
Yeah, like a spasm.
No, not a spasm, but like something that I don't want to say scares you, but scares you so much that you get a pain in your back.
Ooh, what's his name?
Shut up. So last night, if you know, I have a couple of dogs. I have a dog. One's name is Lola. One's name is Chuck Norris. One stays inside the house. One stays outside the house. They're guard dogs. They're fully trained. They can attack on calls. They're whatever.
That punk ass dog.
That punk ass dog, as Gucci Mane said. Right. So, you know, when I got to the crib last night, the dogs were outside and I heard them, you know, barking. But usually they could bark for animals. It's bear season, so it could be a bear outside or it could be a person. You never know. So yesterday I go outside I hear the dogs barking. I go outside about 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at midnight.
Why do you go outside, though? Why you just ain't wait to let the dogs tell you who out there?
Because I want to know what's going on. If the dogs are going a little crazy, I want to know. So I grab, you know, I grab my gun. I go outside and I only see one dog. So I'm like, this is weird. So, you know, now I'm like, I can't find a dog. Now, mind you, I have electric fence on my house, so the dogs can't leave the perimeter of my house, of my property. They can't leave the perimeter. So I'm like, this is weird. And they know.
The way my anxiety set up, I'd have been like, okay, something just ate the dog. Let me take my ass back in.
But
the
that's
house.
What I'm thinking. So now my back starts hurting, right? So I got this, and now I'm thinking it's a bear. So I got the big 8 shotgun like crazy. So I'm looking. And I can't find the dog. So I'm like, oh my gosh, this something got my dog. So now I'm thinking maybe it's bigger than the bear, because I'm like, my dog's scared of bear. So I'm like, now I'm thinking some Charlamagne. I'm like, is Sasquatch out there? Something is Bigfoot out
there? Why you ain't call 911?
911, hey, what's the problem? I can't find my dog. Like, come
I'm
on
scared.
Now.
And, I'm scared.
In the neighborhood that you live in, that's a common problem, that nice white neighborhood. Right? So, I can't find my dog. There's a cat in my tree.
So then I was like, you know what? I'm going to go in the woods. So I put this little flashlight on my forehead.
You went into the woods? I thought you were really white, bro.
So I start walking in the woods. I'm looking for my dog.
Do you
now.
Not watch horror movies?
Exactly.
So listen, so I start walking in the woods.
Oh my gosh. And you know how when you watch a horror movie, you're like, they are so stupid. Oh my God, why would they do that? And here's Envy.
Yep, so I but I got my gun. So I'm like, I got my shotgun. I'm like, if it's a bear or something, I can shoot it.
They be having them in the movies. Too.
Get to the point where Sasquatch gave you a colonic.
Why is it always about butts with you? So I look around the woods for a little bit. I don't see nothing. So now I can't sleep because I'm like, is it a bear? Is it a person? Is something shoot my dog? So I'm sick. So now when I got to leave in the morning, my back hurts. I open the garage and the dog's sitting there looking at me like, hey, what's up? So I don't know where the dog went. I can't figure it out. I looked on the cameras. I don't know where the dog went. But all I know is I was scared all night and I got a pain in my back. Do you want to rub it out?
So you still haven't found your dog?
Did you hear the story? The dog was sitting there waiting on me.
I was waiting for a way better ending to the story, bro.
You said that you went there and the dog was in the garage and you were like, I don't know where the dog went.
No, I said when I opened up the garage door to leave to go to work this morning, the dog was sitting there chilling.
Like, you can't start with lower butt pain.
I'm not going to lie. I zoned out.
My dog was in the garage. It was too long and it wasn't a good ending.
I have a stress pain in my back and I was just curious. Like, I just scared the hell out of me. I never got this pain before. Now my back hurts.
There's no.
What part of your back?
It's like right under the shoulder.
Drum, give him a rub. All I know is it's 11 o'clock at night and your dumbass was in the woods looking for a dog. That's very white of you.
Hey.
You know, right. I eat something with pumpkin spice in it this morning.
That was a long story.
It's Jesus the truth. Christ. I'm just telling you my day. All right. Well.
That's a long story to say your back hurts.
All I had just to say his back hurts. Woo! That's how you know you're getting old.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Dr. Claude Anderson will be joining us.
Dr. Claude Anderson, one of my elders, one of my favorite people to sit down and have conversations with. He's got great books out like Powernomics and Black Label, White Wealth, Dirty Little Secrets, and he's been here before.
Yes.
But he's joining us again this morning.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Yes, you know, tonight there are going to be two different town halls on at the same time. And we'll talk about why that's a little bit weird and different. And also, Joe Biden has announced a record fundraising haul for September. We'll tell you what that is.
All right. Who wants to rub my back up here right fast?
Drum. Give him that nice little Puerto Rican rub down.
Hell no.
All right. Well, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we starting, Yee?
Well, let's start with tonight. Tonight, Biden will be on ABC, and it's the date of the second presidential debate, but Donald Trump said that he would not participate in a virtual format, so we didn't know what he was going to do. Now he's confirmed that he's going to be on NBC tonight, so they're going to be going head-to-head on air at the same time on rival networks. So that's going to be at 8 p.m.
And this is going to really show, you know, what America is about, because we will draw towards the negative.
The disaster, the reality show.
We will be watching the reality show. It's just sad that that's the type of country we are, but it's the truth.
You're right.
You're not going to want to hear the substance. You're not going to want to hear what somebody's stable. We're watching Trump.
Yep. You're absolutely right.
All right, now, Melania Trump has also detailed that she had coronavirus and that their son, Barron, contracted it as well. She posted a personal essay on the White House website. She has now tested negative for the virus, but she did say at the time, she hadn't shared. She said, naturally, my mind went immediately to our son, Barron. Trump initially tested negative after they contracted COVID, but then he was tested again and turned up positive. Donald Trump said that Melania Trump says her son had no symptoms and has now tested negative again. Here is Donald Trump talking about Barron.
Barron Trump, he had the Corona 19, the China virus, and he had it for such a short period of time. I don't even think he knew he had it. Because they're young and their immune systems are strong and they fight it off 99.9%. And Barron is beautiful and he's free.
See, I can't miss that tonight. You know what I'm saying? Trump line.
Corona 19.
I can't miss that stand-up special
he
tonight.
Is free.
A live stand-up special from Trump tonight? I can't miss that. I'm sorry.
How tall
guys.
Is his son?
6'9", at least.
Geez, she should be playing basketball.
I also told y'all, a Trump that survives coronavirus is going to be an unbearable Donald Trump. If Trump really had it, like, right now, his mindset is open the country because you can live through anything if Chris Christie made it.
All right, well, that is your front page news.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night or a horrible night, or maybe you were walking through the woods looking for your dog.
Lord have mercy.
Your dog just popped up at 6 o'clock in the morning like, what's up? But anyway, get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, get it off your chest.
Please, Jessica.
Well, what's up, what's up? Good morning, guys. So, I'm in Charleston, South Carolina.
843.
Yeah, all day, but I still got my 917 number, you heard? So, I'm an Uber driver. So, I was on Folly Beach, and my phone plays music automatically. Like, I play a playlist, so there's no commercials. I like to make it feel comfortable. No offense, but four Caucasian people got into my car, and I had to take them 28 minutes away. It was cool. We were driving. WAP then played. Trap music then played. Fall Out Boy then played. I had a range of music. Lady Gaga. And as soon as Beyonce Brown Skin Girl came on, the lady in the back, I heard them whispering amongst themselves, like, who gonna say it? Finally, somebody was brave enough to come up and say it. They was like, excuse me, could you turn that song off? It's offending me. And I was like,
what?
That song offending you? And she said, well, it's all about, like, black girls. I'm not black. I don't relate to that. I was like, so something that celebrating my skin is offending you? So what did I do? I started a whole playlist off that doggone song.
There you go.
And she got all the black power music for all 28 music.
Now, wait a minute.
All the way to her destination.
Everybody step back from this situation and look at it objectively.
Oh, boy.
You're an Uber driver.
Correct.
And when you're an Uber driver, you're playing music because you want people to feel comfortable.
Correct.
They don't feel comfortable about the song. You don't got to get offended by it. She can't relate. She's a pale-ass mayonnaise-flavored mammal.
Yeah, but it's not that type of song. It's not like saying, you know, F white people. F, it's not that
type
of song.
She's just upset that she don't have that tan. That's all.
Well, she goes.
I'm just mad that all this trap music played. We don't hear drug dealer music. We don't hear WAP. We don't hear everything. You didn't get offended by nothing.
Because she know drug dealers. She knows drug dealers and she uses drugs. WAP might mean white ass to her. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
She just can't relate to being a brown skin girl. She's
what kind of rating
she can't get
did
no
you
tan.
Give her? What kind of rating did you give her?
Oh no! I gave her the same rating I usually give everybody else because she didn't rate me no less. Because she knew she felt stupid after she said it.
All right, well, thank you.
Because mind you, if you heard the music that I was playing around, I was playing Korn, Fall Out Boy. I was playing all this other stuff in rotation. If anybody know what that music is, you would know that it was diverse. So get off yourself.
And I think you missed a good opportunity to teach, too, though, because you could have just told her, like, look, this is an ode to melanin.
All right.
That's
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Hey, good morning. Get it off your chest.
Positive, good morning. I'm in a good mood. It's Thursday. The Lord woke me and mine up this morning.
I can't hear what you said with that phone, Mama.
Yeah, you got me squinting. I'm squinting to hear you.
She said it's Thursday. The Lord woke her up this morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, and like anybody that's going through something, like, just let it go. You know, it hurts you more to hold on to certain things. And just let it go. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, always be in that positive mood, because your energy spreads, you know what I'm saying? And everybody, you know, you have certain people that will catch on to that. So just let a lot of things move. Don't let nothing bother you. Like I said, it's Thursday. Some people got paid today. If not, it's almost a weekend.
Today is the 15th. People didn't get paid. Let me ask you something, Queen. Who are you trying to convince?
Oh, she's...
Damn it, Drum.
You said...
Drum was saying handles that. Let's go line one.
Drum love hanging up on people. She clearly was trying to convince herself not to be mad at somebody this morning. I wanted to know who it was.
Hello, who's this?
Alexander.
Hey.
Peace, Alexander.
Get it off your chest.
What's it going? All right, well, I'll try to make this quick, man. For several years now, I've experienced being attacked with something called directed energy weapons, same technology that was used against U.S. Embassy employees. I don't just say I'm a victim. I've interviewed a former CIA engineer who's helped develop the technology. He acknowledges me as a victim and actually one of the oldest victims. I've ran billboards throughout the entire United States. I had a few in Cody, Wyoming, kind of trying to get a hold of Kanye. His attorney contacted me and told me, hey, can you remove his name off the billboards? I said, fine. Posted up some more billboards. The film that I have compiles all the news stories and kind of shows the similarities between with the Navy Yard shooter, the guy down in Florida, Myron May, who was a successful black trial attorney, and what we're all been trying to explain that's happening to us. Nobody wants to listen, man. They want to sit up here and think that we're all mentally ill, and that's just not the case. So I'm just trying to, you know, take time to data, see if there's any way anybody can listen. Go to Isaiah 54:17.net, check out the film, and judge for yourself, you know?
You said you've been getting attacked by direct energy what?
Directed energy weapons, man. It's microwave frequencies. I'm not talking about the microwave oven in your house. It's actually the linear wave of frequencies where they can actually penetrate the human anatomy, change your emotions with 10.8 hertz and cause you to feel riotous behavior. They can also have someone speaking to you within your brain with the transmission of this without any microchip implants. This is all factual information.
Yeah.
There are thousands of people throughout the United States being attacked with this. We've been trying to get help for years. Nobody wants to listen. If I wasn't attacked with this, man, I wouldn't listen to it either. But, you know, this is factual information. Today, the United Nations has something going on where they're actually going to try to, bring this out into the public. So, you know, I just don't know where to go with this.
I'm going to drop one of Clue's bombs for you, King, because you just wiped out all the 5G conspiracy theorists. Like, whatever 5G conspiracy theorists were talking about this year, you just took it to a whole nother level because you actually sound like you know what you're talking about.
Well, have a good one, bro. You be safe out there,
what
right?
You mean, man? You're not going to provide no help for the guy? Jesus Christ.
Well,
you don't want to know more?
Do I want to know more?
Yes. That man might... That sound like one of them calls where he wasn't supposed to be saying that type of stuff, but he said it anyway. Top secret information.
Well, he's still there. Why don't you take his number?
Nah, I'm cool with all that.
You want to give me your number?
No.
Well, you have a good day, bro.
Well, I want to check on Twitter.
What should we be looking for, sir?
So I'll tell you what. If you go to you guys' page, you look at Isaiah 54:17 MSGR. The reason I use that is because there's no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
That's right.
And they're calling this technology voice of God weapons. That's what the military has dubbed the name of it. And I know people don't want to get involved because they're scared it'll happen to them. But if you're not the help today to try to bring awareness to this, there will not be any help tomorrow for you or a loved one if you guys end up being attacked with this. No one is exempt from this, brother. No one.
Word. Can we pray for you? Does prayer work?
Man, prayer don't work for me, man. The only thing that works is if I'm not being attacked and the fact that I was born in the hood and actually have a way to, you know, my mentality is that...
How y'all gonna use a Bible scripture and tell me prayer don't work?
Because it doesn't, bro. I mean, if it actually... Listen, man, these people will attack you while you're trying to pray and say, God doesn't help anybody. I've been waiting on you to try this.
Wow.
Like, come on, man. I mean, I'm serious, man. I'm just sitting there trying to get help, man. I wish people would look into this because... I used to be a millionaire. You ain't got to believe me. I'm not sitting up here lying to you. I used to be worth over $3 million before I was 30, man. And what happened to me, I ended up broke, destitute, and homeless. I would have never experienced any of that in my life.
Well, you know what? Hold on. Let me give you Charlamagne's number. You hold on.
Shut up. Don't give me my number. No, have a blessed day, Tony. I'll plug your microwave, King.
No. Hold on, all right, brother?
Have a good day, okay?
I got to give him Charlamagne's number. I'm going to give me a number, Charlamagne, because I think y'all have a great conversation.
No, I think you should listen. And I mean, we hung up on him, but I think you should listen because you just never know. And man might be telling us something that a couple months from now, he'd be like, yo, remember when that dude called the radio station and was telling us about direct energy such and such? You never know.
No, I don't think so either. But I'm going to give me a number just so y'all can stay up with each other.
You never know.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about Ludacris and his Netflix deal. We'll tell you what he's bringing to that streaming service.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Listen.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, did you guys have a chance to watch the Billboard Music Awards?
I did. I watched it just because Killer Mike was receiving the Changemaker Award, so I had it on mute up until that portion of the show.
No, I didn't see. I tried to tune in for a little bit. I seen Khalid pick up his award, and then I seen St. John start to perform, but I didn't see past that.
Well, Post Malone was the biggest nominee, and he actually was the biggest winner. He got 9 awards overall. Mm. He got top artist, top male artist, top Hot 100 artist, top Billboard 200 artist, top streaming songs artist, top rap male artist, top rap tour, top rap album, and all of that. Khalid won a lot of awards, too. He got a top R&B album and top R&B artist and top R&B male artist. Summer Walker got top R&B female artist. Khalid got top R&B tour. But, yeah, so that was on last night. Cardi B won for top rap female artist, and I saw Lil Nas X got top Hot 100 song, top streaming song, and top selling song.
Okay.
So, a lot going on. Now, John Legend performed, and he actually dedicated the song to Chrissy, Never Break.
This is for Chrissy. We got a good thing, babe. Whenever life is hard, we'll never lose our ways. We both know who we are. Who knows about tomorrow? We don't know what's in the stars. I just know I'll always follow the light in your heart.
Goodness gracious. Charlie, you cry this morning, man?
Well, I was watching that.
That is so sweet.
Yeah, I was watching that on mute. I didn't hear what he was saying, but I could tell he was going in when I was watching it.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I just assumed he was singing about Black Lives Matter because he was going in. He had on like a white suit playing the piano.
That's from his Bigger Love album. And he wrote that about the strength of his love. And Chrissy, and you know, they did just have complications and
trying to make me tear this morning. Goodness gracious.
With the pregnancy, so I know they've been going through it, but that was beautiful. All right, now Lizzo also was on stage, and she was reminding her fans to refuse to be suppressed. She was getting the award for Top Song Sales Artist.
I've been thinking a lot about suppression and the voices that refused to be suppressed. And I wonder, would I be standing here right now if it weren't for the big Black women who refused to have their voices be suppressed? And I just want to say right now, if you're at home watching this and you are thinking about changing yourself to feel worthy, this is your sign to remain true to who you are. Let me tell y'all something. When people try to suppress something, it's normally because that thing holds power.
Okay, dropping the clues bombs for Lizzo. I watched that on YouTube. She had a dress on that said, vote, 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 vote. And I like the dress, but I often wonder if just saying vote is enough. Like, do you have to give people more of a call to action? Like, Keisha Lance Bottoms had a shirt on that said, vote Biden Harris. You know what I mean?
I think they would just want people to go out there and vote. They're just saying, you know, our ancestors fought for it, so you should vote.
That's not what we people want.
But I mean, that's what they're saying.
We
that's
don't
what
want
everybody's
people to
saying.
Just vote.
They're telling people to just vote. They're not saying they don't want to say, well, vote for this person.
But you should, right?
I think so. I mean, I think so. But you got to tell people why.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, now Killer Mike got the first ever Changemaker Award.
Kids out there that sing and dance, what you do is worthy. You are artists, and your goal should be to express the very reality around you in the very most beautiful or ugliest of ways that you see fit. Kids who run and dance and sing and jump and all the things they tell you don't matter, you matter more than you know. The kids that are organizing, plotting, planning, strategizing, right there on the ground and mobilizing, you are needed more than ever. I'm a culmination of all these things. I appreciate all the people that encourage me and push me to be who I am today.
Why y'all ain't played a part when he gave all glory to Shay? Drop on the clues bombs for Killer Mike.
Well, I was about to say that too, because his wife, he said she always was standing by his side. And he promised not to be a martyr for his causes. And he told his wife, Shay, this is our award. All right. That award was presented to him by Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms.
Salute to Killer Mike and Shay. I love the Rendas because Michael Renda is simply a doer. And those who can do and those who can't criticize. Meanwhile, all Michael does is mind his Black-owned business with his Black-ass wife, Shay. And I love him for that. Drop one of the clues bombs for Killer Mike. Congratulations to him on his Changemaker Award. First ever, by the way.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Kanye West won 4 awards,
we
by the way.
We don't care.
Just so you know.
We don't.
In the gospel category.
Wow. Really?
Who was he against?
Just the FYI.
Exactly. Who was he against? Whoever he was against ain't been praying hard enough. They didn't pray.
Shut up, man.
Imagine you in the gospel category with Kanye West and you praying to win this award and Kanye wins. Boy, that'll test your faith, won't it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the way that the Billboard Awards is very different from other award shows is really just based on digital song sales, album sales, streaming, radio airplay, touring, and social engagement. So it's strictly numbers. It's not like you can nominate somebody.
They got to change that because people have been messing with those numbers. I mean, they have all types of different, they call them cell phone camps where people just have a zillion cell phones lined up just streaming songs all day long. I mean, so they got to figure out a way to change that.
Did Kanye's album ever come out? The Jesus is King album? It did, right? I don't freaking remember.
You're the Secretary of Defense. You tell us.
I'm not Secretary of Defense. I don't remember.
I think it did come out.
Yes, and it did come out.
It was a gospel album?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So all his awards were in the gospel category.
I need to know who he was up against. Because whoever he was up against really needs to question God this morning. Ask our creator why. Okay. Who was he nominated against? Do we know?
Kirk Franklin.
Wow.
I don't know.
Making stuff up. That's not true.
That's my go-to when it comes to gospel. Kirk Franklin.
Okay.
No. But all right. And let's congratulate Ludacris also. He is doing a show on Netflix. He's doing an animated series. It's called Karma's World. It's about a 10-year-old girl who wants to be a rapper. Obviously, that's his daughter. The episodes are short. They're about 10 minutes each, and they each focus on themes like self-esteem, diversity, body positivity, family, and leadership. So it's an interactive education website that has that same name also. That's going to be coming soon as well. He posted 10 years in the making. This is how legacies are built. I'm pleased to announce I'll be joining the Netflix family and bringing my new animated series, Karma's World, inspired by my oldest daughter in partnership with 9 Story MG and Brown Bag Films to Netflix.
Luda! Dropping a clues bond for Ludacris.
Good brother right there.
Luda been getting money for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Breonna Taylor. We'll talk about the interview that her boyfriend, Kenneth, did. We'll tell you what he had to say.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Inspired by true events, Charm City Kings shed light on Baltimore's dirt bike culture through the eyes of young black teens. Starring Jahi Diallo Winston and Meek Mill. Streaming Thursday on HBO Max. Rated R. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting?
Well, let's start with this interview. And this was really hard for me to watch. I'm not going to lie. This is Kenneth Walker, and he is detailing the night that Breonna Taylor was shot and killed. This was on CBS This Morning, and I actually was crying listening to this, so let's... All right, so here he is talking about holding Breonna while she was shot.
When did you realize that Breonna had been shot?
I guess in the middle of all the gunfire, like, she screamed. But, like, I was holding her hand, but I pulled her down to the ground. But, you know, she was just scared, so she just didn't get down.
Was she alive at the time?
She was still, and when all the gunfire stopped, she was, like, bleeding and stuff, and I was holding her. No, then that's when I called my mom.
You called your mom first?
Yeah, I told her that somebody just kicked in the door and shot Breonna, and she told me to call 911, so I did.
Now, they have the 911 call.
911, Operator Harris, where is your emergency?
I don't know what happened. Somebody kicked in the door and shot my girlfriend.
Where was she shot at?
I don't know. She's on the grill right now. I don't know.
So she alert and able to talk to you?
No, she's not. Breathe.
Yeah. All right, and then Kenneth Walker said a cop told him that it was unfortunate that he wasn't shot. Listen to this.
The police didn't come rushing in?
Not at all. I don't think I realized that it was the police until I was on the phone with Breonna's mom. I hear, like, people outside talking. I thought they was, you know, coming for help because I called 911.
So you think they're coming to help you?
Yes. So when I come outside, there's guns pointed at me. You know, I'm being threatened with dogs, and the officer asked me, was I hit by any bullets? I said, no. He said, that's unfortunate.
I would have been like that.
So think about that. He thinks the police are there because he called 911. He's not realizing that they were the ones that broke, because they never identified themselves and said that they were police officers.
That's crazy.
Are you shot? No, that's unfortunate. I'm like, yeah, that's how I feel as well. You know what I mean? Especially after hearing that footage. F people, man. F humans. Humans.
All right, fuck. Kenneth Walker also talks so on going to the station and meeting up with another cop.
When we finally left the scene, we pulled over in, like, a random parking lot on Manslick, which is the street, like, at the bottom of the hill, down the street from Breonna's apartment. And another officer in an unmarked car, and he wasn't in uniform and stuff, and he came to my window, but his tone was way different than everybody else's who was just on the scene. He told me that this was a misunderstanding, and we're gonna get to the bottom of it, and asking me, did I need anything?
Wow. I would never understand how nobody is held responsible for that type of malpractice. Like, you cannot make a mistake like that.
You're absolutely right.
Because they're lying saying that they identified themselves. They're lying.
But somebody died.
Everybody else.
You can't make
died.
Yeah, you can't make a mistake like that on any other job in America.
If a doctor makes some mistakes and kills somebody,
and
he's liable. If anybody else in any other position of job kills somebody on the job by, quote-unquote, mistake...
And they showed they're liable by paying the $12 million in the civil suit. But even still, like, you can't keep your job after something like that. Like,
Well, here's Kenneth Walker talking about how he was at the station, and that's when he was like, if y'all are accusing me of shooting a cop, then, you know, this shouldn't be happening. Listen to this.
And then when I got to the police headquarters or whatever it was, they took the handcuffs off me and everything. I was walking around. I went to the bathroom. So clearly y'all know something's wrong.
You're allowed to move freely.
Yeah, you don't allegedly shoot a police officer, and they take the handcuffs off you.
Were you surprised to hear that you were accused of shooting a police officer?
I definitely was surprised, but I was more concerned about, is he okay and is Breonna okay? At this point, I still didn't even know if she was alive or not.
Kenneth didn't get charged.
Nope.
$12 million civil suit. I mean, damn. How do they still have their jobs? clearly something went wrong. I mean, like, I understand, even if you don't want to arrest them, how do they keep their jobs? They should, that's
all right,
like
now,
the
Kenneth
least
Walker,
they should be fired.
Also, as he just said, at this time, he still didn't even know that Brianna was dead, because think about it, she was alive. So if help had come in a timely fashion, she could have still been alive. He didn't know what happened. And this is how he found out that his girlfriend, who he was in love with, they were already buying sneakers for their future children and everything. This is how he found out that she died.
When were you finally told that Brianna didn't make it?
I never really got told, like, directly. I saw it on the news. And I was in the cell, and it was, like, on the news. And it said one, you know, female dead. I confirmed it. As these body cam videos and stuff come out, I see they did nothing. Clearly, we see the SWAT team in there, and she was still in there. They're still, like, casing the apartment with her laying right there on the ground.
Apartment floor is now a crime scene. Let's go ahead and move out. All right? She's done.
Hey. Now, question. What is the reason Gail King interviewed Kenneth? What was the reason?
Well, this is his first interview talking about everything that happened.
Oh, okay. I'm saying, but what is this? Like, is he, oh, yeah, he's suing, isn't he? Isn't he suing?
Yeah, civil suit.
Yeah, he's civil suing. Suit. Yeah, also, yeah. So okay. He's trying to just tell his story.
Yeah, he should be able to tell the story. Because, you know, definitely. They were trying to get him not to say anything all the time. He wasn't able to speak.
Definitely, but it helps with the civil suit. I want to make sure that, you know, they're just not using black trauma for headlines. That's why I asked that question.
Well, I'm sure that he wants people to know what really happened. There's a lot of misinformation out there. The cops have told their side of the story, as we can see with Daniel Cameron, with everything that's been happening. I'm sure he was there. He's the only person that can tell you what really went down.
Absolutely.
He was
of
there.
Of course.
So I think we needed to hear that from him.
And especially that they have a civil suit going. Because, you know, we live in this era where public perception does change the course of a lot of these court cases. It just does. The court of public opinion helps in a lot of these court cases. So, yes, I'm glad he's telling this story. I'm just making sure that they're just not using black trauma for headlines. That's all.
All right. Well, that is your front page news. Now, when we come back, Dr. Claude Anderson will be joining us. So we'll kick it with Claude Anderson when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Checking out the world's most dangerous morning show.
Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club, Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, and we got somebody on the Zoom this morning that I love, I value, and I appreciate, Dr. Claude Anderson. How are you, young man?
I'm still trying to grow up and be like you, drink my milk, say my prayers, and I hope to be like you one day.
You know, Dr. Claude, I'm happy to have you this morning, man, because I'm hearing so much Powernomics rhetoric from everybody. Everybody wants to use Dr. Claude's ideas in regards to black economic agendas. So why not hear from the man himself this morning? That's my mindset.
Well, I'm delighted to be here and glad to see you all and be with you all again. And I just thought a few seconds ago, you know, it'll be a year pretty soon since the last time I was with you all, last December.
Wow.
And Dr. Claude, before we start, I just want to ask you, how is everything with you with, you know, these difficult times that people are having? How have you been holding up?
I'm fair to middling for a poor black man, but I've had some health problems. It looks like I'm right on the edge of coming out of them. And I just hastening trying to get back to you all again, because as you indicated, Charlamagne, we were in deep, deep trouble in this country, black folk. And, you know, I made a commitment to myself a few years ago that I was going to stay out of national politics since I left an ass administration with President Carter. I said, I'm going to stay out of it and stay neutral. But now looking around, I can't keep that commitment any longer. Things are getting so terrible. We got a pandemic. Nobody's doing anything that makes any sense. But more importantly is that my people, black people, are just totally in absence of any black leadership. Nobody's speaking up for black folk. And I've told people all my life that when white folk catch a cold, black folk are gonna catch pneumonia. I don't hear nobody saying, we're gonna start talking that we wanna eradicate poverty. They should be saying, no, start in a priority with black folk. And I got 38% of all the black folk in America beneath the poverty line, start with them. If you start talking about we want justice, start with black folk again. Trump is stacking the courts again for the next 40 years, putting people into the federal judgeships, which means that black folk will never, 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 never have a chance to get justice from that situation. You're marching in the streets talking about we want justice. How are you going to get justice? And they said, well, how about the Supreme Court? I said, why would a black person want to try to get justice in the United States by going through the Supreme Court? The primary responsibility of the Supreme Court is to maintain racism. They're the guardians of racism in America. That's the most racist organization in the United States. As soon as this racism and slavery started, first thing they did was set up the Supreme Court to make it be the guardian. And that came out of the Marlboro's and Madison decision in 1803. It says now we're going to start getting involved in matters pertaining to black folk and slavery. First 57 judges were white slave owners.
If Joe Biden wins, you think he should stack the courts, stack the Supreme Court, pack the Supreme Court?
Yeah, that's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to look out, quid pro quo. He's supposed to take care of the people to take care of him. That's the primary purpose of politics. Politics never existed the way it exists now until the 1500s. It was based on a French word, politesse, which means quid pro quo. It decides who gets what benefits out of life. It's based on a simple premise of something for something. You help me, I help you. All these black elected officials, they swear an oath.
Mm-hmm.
Said, I would hereby promise and commit and raise my hand on the Bible saying that I would protect who? Those individuals who voted for me and put me in that public office. And I never see anybody holding them to that. Mm. We got the Congressional Black Caucus, 40-something people. They swore an oath that they would protect black folk. You tell me, where have they been all these years? What are they doing? 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people that sit up in prison. 51%, and out of all of them that's in prison right now, that are black, 96% are black men. They're an endangered species.
How do you feel, Dr. Claude, about the black people like myself who have been telling, you know, politicians our votes are quid pro quo, you know, and this is what we want in exchange for our votes?
That's it. You're right on the money. That's one of the reasons why I love and respect you so much. You're one of the few got that kind of consciousness and commitment to your own people.
You think people shouldn't vote at all if they feel like they're not getting what they're asking for?
In most elections, I would say yes. But in this particular election, this is a different one coming up now. Now, I've been telling people that for the longest. Don't vote for anybody, but unless you're going to follow the Powernomics principles, which says, I will support only those who support me. I will support only those businesses that was also willing to commit and help my people and support my people. I'm not giving you my money, buying it out of your store if you're not doing anything for black folk. We're the only people that won't practice quid pro quo. Others will. We spend 96% of every penny we get in our hands. We spend it with people that are not a member of our group or our race. And we got a $1.3 trillion budget that passes through our hand annually. We don't spend it with our black people. We impose poverty on our own people.
Why is this election the most dangerous, Dr. Claude? Like, why should we be out there voting in this election? Because they try to scare us every presidential election. Why this one in particular?
Because right now, there are people right now getting ready to totally revise and tear down the infrastructure in this country and build it in another manner. And that means they're going to ignore the obligation they already have to black folk. I've never seen one instance where a politician, black, white, pink, yellow, green, or polka dot, has ever said, make a commitment that I would, based on quid pro quo, I would do this for black folk.
Mm.
Black folk elect me and put me in office, I would take care of black folk. Never happened. Not even when you had the last black president, Obama. He did absolutely nothing for black folk, which was a total disgrace in my mind.
Have either one of these candidates reached out to you? Any one of their campaigns?
Hell yeah. Jared Kushner.
He's absolutely right. And unfortunately, and I was a Democrat all my life. None of them have ever called me. Ironically, it's been the Republicans have been calling me. They've been calling me saying, Dr. Anderson, we have a lot of respect and appreciation for you and the things you've told to black folk, your commitment. Jared Kushner, he's right. He's been calling for the longest. Kanye West been calling me about almost every other week.
Kanye.
Yeah. If everybody keeps screaming black folks at a critical vote, see, half of that's BS in the first place. That's like an intellectual masturbation contest would tell black folk how important you are, knowing that black folk are only 13% of the population. That means that black folk in this country right now outnumber 10-1 by whites and other immigrants. They don't really need black folks' vote. White folk right now can go to the poll and vote for anything they want anytime they want them. But they want to drag blacks in to put the burden and obligation on black folk to deliver a candidate or to reject a candidate. That's not black folks' responsibility as a permanent, original minority, the oldest minority in the country. That's not their obligation.
Native black American.
That's right, native black Americans. But we accept that responsibility. So yes, we go out there, we have to understand that our vote must count. But you asked me another point, and I'm going to hit that, then I'm going to try to go back to what I'm going to tell you all about today.
I think I asked you about why is this election the most important to vote for. I think you answered it, though.
Because I don't think the society as we've always known is going to be in existence when this pandemic ends. They're going to wipe out most of the businesses. They're going to wipe out most of the regulations, the institutions, and everything else. We don't have the resources. We don't have any communities. 6 blacks die for every 1 white from the virus because we don't have the resources. We don't have the infrastructure. We don't even have any communities. We don't have not one community in the entire United States. And then those, we'd been properly equipped, and we'd had communities all over America, like all other people have, Koreatowns, Chinatowns, Little Italy, Little Greek towns. We don't have anything. All we got are neighborhoods.
All right, we have more with Dr. Claude Anderson. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Dr. Claude Anderson. Yee.
Dr. Claude, you know what I asked? We were talking about quid pro quo and voting, and you were saying this year in particular, you would tell people, normally you would say to hold your vote and not vote, but this year you're saying something different.
This is it for us. This is a throwdown for us. I want every black person in America, any of them that are registered and qualified to vote, I want you to vote. You vote your heart out. We have to change the social construct in America. The social construct is the United States Constitution that has us blocked and blocked. Nobody has ever addressed the constitutional impact on us and the guardian of racism, which is in the Constitution. We got 2 constitutions in the United States. That's the first constitution that was approved in 1789. That constitution pre-described and proposed exactly how black folk are to be treated and mistreated in this country. We own less than 0.5% or 1% of anything of value. I looked at their plans, both the Democrats and Republicans, and it was a shame.
You looked at Joe Biden's Lift Every Voice plan and Donald Trump's Platinum plan?
Yes, about 40 pages. And guess what? It's not but a regurgitation of old rules and regulations pertaining to programs that may have been in existence since 1950. The primary issue is to reverse what was put into the first Constitution and into all these laws that kept black folk poor and impoverished and powerless all these years. See, the first Constitution was an affirmative action plan for whites. It says anybody coming to this country, it must be white, this is a white nation, or they should be able to pass for whites. And they can get all these benefits, and we're going to deny black folks as slaves. And what the Constitution did is systematically maldistributed 100% of all this nation's land, minerals, resources, businesses, rights, privileges, and controls of all levels of government into the hands of the dominant white society. It has never been reversed. Forget all this stuff about social justice, about police reform. Go back and correct what slavery systematically put in place has had black folk bound like that. Bound like that. The only time they tried to correct was one time when they put out the second Constitution, which was in the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment, and the Civil Rights Laws were put out specifically to correct it. That's why it was called 10 years of Reconstruction between 1866 and 1876. Reconstruct, which means you've done wrong. That's why they had to issue the 12th Amendment, the 13th, and the 14th Amendment, and those Civil Rights Laws. But here's the problem. They were issued strictly and solely for black folk. Then up comes the person out of the bush, called the Supreme Court, and took and said, oh, all those things that were put out in the 13th, during Reconstruction, oh, those things are illegal. And you go, we're going to take you back to slavery again. That's why Jim Crow segregation jumped up again and grabbed blacks like this, because the Supreme Court did it. And they said, now all these things that they tried to put in place for you all during that 10-year period, they got to be belong to everybody. And anything for everybody is not for anybody. We missed out. And so now we have to go back and focus on that. So what I'm saying is that those things that the Democrats have now in their plan and the Republicans have ain't going to do a darn thing for black folk. They're not tangible. They're not things that black folk can put their hands on, hold on to, and use to correct their position. I talked about my 5-story building, which I'm sure, you're familiar with that, aren't you?
Powernomics, absolutely.
That's right. That you got to have a wealth base down here. Wealth, once you get the money on the first floor, you sell it, get profits, then you use that money to go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. Black folk keep trying to get in politics by jumping to the second floor without an economic base beneath them structure. If you don't have an economic base, you have nothing. That's what keeps white folks in control. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to try to correct that by saying we're going to go back and reverse what was in the original Constitution. And that's what I want these Democrats and the Republicans to focus on. Take that plan and revise it. Here's some of the things I want you to put in there strictly and solely for black folk. And one, what I want you to do is understand that you got a social construct that has to be revisited. That's the United States Constitution. Now, please do me a big favor. Remember these points. You got a social construct that dictates everything. And when you hear, when you read the Constitution, talking about we the people, all the citizens, they're talking about white folk. When they talk about black folk, they got a code in there. And they see things, words like those who are indebted, those who are in bondage, those who are that special kind of property. They're talking about black folk, that they would be excluded and won't be counted in anything. They talk about white folk, they use these very broad, big terms like we the people, all the people, got God-given rights to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. They're not talking about blacks, because that's why they're going to enslave black folk. That's the part of that whole construct. Point two, this is very important now. I'm going to articulate these. If you want to write down some of these points, and these are called the Powernomics points. This is my Powernomics plan. I'm giving you the Powernomics plan now that all the others wanted, that the Republicans wanted, and some of the Green parties, the Libertarian Party, they wanted. I said, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm only going to give these points to black folk. One, I gave you about the social construct. Two, the second thing I want you to do is a demand. No marching and begging. And marching is a waste of time. It signifies a weakness. You march all the time. Don't get anything. Second thing I want you to do is demand that there be a permanent office for Native Black Affairs established in the White House, which means any issue goes down, you got a piece of person sitting there with where the president is that can start dictating what your needs are and what kind of what your resources needs are. That's the second thing. The third thing I want you to be able to do, demand that right now that we have a, I have a Powernomics plan for setting up jobs in the United States for black folk. I want them to build a Southern high-speed rail system in the South that would run from Atlanta, Georgia to Dallas, Texas. And I got now all the plans, all this is ready made, everything's been worked out. It'll run at 150 miles an hour, take you from Atlanta, Georgia to Dallas, Texas. It stops four places. It'll stop in Atlanta, it'll stop in Birmingham, Alabama, it'll stop in Shreveport, Louisiana, then Dallas, Texas. And when you build businesses around those centers, this is for the black folk, because that's called a Southern Black Belt, running from the East Coast to the West Coast.
To explain why though, why is that necessary?
Because right now we can move people faster, because right now your airlines will have hell and most of them won't even come back into existence after this pandemic ends. They won't be able to travel. And right now it's for blacks in the South to move around, they got to come north, come up maybe to mid-north, then try to go across. This will create job opportunities for them, employment opportunities for black professionals in all respect, for businesses, for transportation-related fares, everything you want. That would create hundreds of thousands of businesses and employment opportunities. Now, the fourth thing I want you to do is to also tell them to now, before they start bringing in more immigrants in this country, tell them to require Congress, that Congress do an examination for the negative impact that immigration has on black folk. Nobody ever makes that point. The only people that's damaged and injured by immigrants coming in this country is black folk. The immigrants coming in, they join the white status quo. They're not competing against whites. They come in and compete against blacks. They go into the black neighborhoods. They take blacks out of the jobs, out of construction jobs, take them out of the hotels and the businesses. Blacks are displaced. And they say, before we can approve another immigration program, we want to determine what will be the negative impact on black folk. And that, they never do that. Bring in hundreds and hundreds of thousands of immigrants. And then nobody ever checks on that. And the next point is this, that I want you to establish a focusing on the reparations for black folk in the country. And the question they keep asking the whites, where is the money going to? It should be set up in what I would call regional distribution banks, where black folk can borrow that money to start businesses in the major black urban areas in the United States. Every major black city, you should get about five or six of them, should have a reparations bank there. That's what I want now for reparation funds. And don't be worried about how much money will each black person get. No. I want to put into a special revolving loan fund where blacks can borrow that money and be able to start businesses in those urban areas.
All right, don't move. We got more with Dr. Claude Anderson. When we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Dr. Claude Anderson. Charlamagne?
All right, Dr. Claude, let me run down the 5 points you just made real quick. Social construct that dictates everything. That reconstructs everything in the Constitution. Demand that there be a permanent office in the White House for Native Black Affairs. Demand that they build a Southern high-speed rail system that runs from Atlanta to Dallas, stops in Birmingham and Shreveport. Congress to study the negative impact that immigrants have on black people and establish a reparations bill.
You got it down right. And when you call and check on that high-speed rail system, the money's already there. And right now, I got people already committed outside the United States that will put up something like $45 billion to build that high-speed rail system. All we need from the government is for somebody in the federal level in the office of the president just to approve the project.
You know, Dr. Claude, I was having that conversation about immigrants actually yesterday, and a lot of people would say immigrants, they're not taking any jobs from black people because it's jobs black people wouldn't do anyway. What do you say to that?
They're right. And that's why we have to recondition black folk. Black folks, I worked for 460 years. Nobody paid me, gave me anything. What assurance I got this time I'm going to get paid and get some money? And but see, nobody's ever rewarded and compensated black folk. Black folk have never gotten any rewards. They worked all those years, 360 years for nothing. And the thing about it is the dominant white society is still opposed to it. You know why? They said, well, y'all looking for something free. I said, hey, that's what they should be doing, looking for something free. You know why? Because every immigrant came here, contrary to what they tell you, but they came here for religious freedom. They didn't come, nobody came here looking for religious freedom. They came here looking to get free benefits. They came here to get all those things that blacks could not get. They wanted free land and free black labor, and that's what they got. That's called the American dream. Come into America and freeload, get whatever you can get. And when they were let free of slavery after having worked for 360 years, white folks said, we'll set you free in 1860, but I tell you what, we're gonna set you free with no clothes, no land, no house, no tools, no weapons, no animals, no nothing, no education, no religion, no institutions. And yet by the same token, from slavery started up until the end in 1860, guess what? Every immigrant that came to this country was eligible for 650 acres of free land. Then they got another additional 150 acres of free land for every slave they owned. And they had, at that point, when slavery ended, they had over 5 million blacks that were slaves. In conclusion of it, they picked up over 2 billion acres of free land. That's why when you go out west now, you see those big, large ranches, big, large farms, where they got 20,000 acres of farm. You say, well, look at those big farms and all that land whites own. They didn't pay for that land. They got it free. But they wouldn't give black folk 40 acres. And the last two things is this, the Indian Treaty. I'm still in the federal courts right now, in the federal courts here in Washington, D.C., seeking funds for black folk on the fulfillment of the mandated 1866 Indian Treaties. Treaties are the highest law of the land. Now, in 1866, Indians participated in the enslavement of black folk. The Choctaw, Chickasaw, Cherokee, and Creek, and Seminole Indians all were slave owners. And even 2 years after the Civil War was over and blacks had been free, the Choctaw and Chickasaw were still holding 12,000 to 15,000 blacks still enslaved. So black Indians and black freemen were mandated to receive 40 acres of land. The Indian tribes were giving them money. Government gave those Indian tribes money to give to the black folk and set them free. And they set them free, but they didn't give them any money. And then they didn't give them any land. Those free black men and those free Indians have the same rights that Indians supposed to have. They should also build casinos right now and be able to start building casinos on free land, government land. They should be able to go out and say, hey, I want these 20 acres of land here. I'm going to put up casinos so Charlamagne can go out there and gamble his money away on the weekend.
Never. what's the final point, Dr. Claude? You said you had two more.
I want you to demand that a commission be set up in the Congress where they hold hearings to go out and find out who was responsible and get reimbursements for what happened to the blacks who were freed during slavery, where they set up in 1966. Those was called Freedmen Banks. They had a Freedmen Bureau. They set up Freedmen Banks across the United States where slaves could put their deposit their money into those banks, and also black Union soldiers could depart all their salaries and their income for being in the Army into those banks and those Freedmen Banks. In all these major cities. Guess what? That money was stolen by white administrators who were appointed by the federal government to administer that money for those blacks. They stole $57 million out of those banks. Now, right now, I want that money recaptured at present-day value and repaid to blacks across the country. And so I'm giving you about 7 things. I'm going to quit there. I want y'all to help me push the Powernomics books and stuff. All this stuff's in my books saying, I want y'all to go out there and start fighting. We want resources. We want money, because it's money and value and wealth that determines your opportunities, not civil rights, not social integration.
You know, Dr. Claude, I agree with you. I'm definitely voting on November 3rd, and I'm also going to hold, you know, Biden and Harris accountable if they get in. I'm going to hold them really accountable, put my foot up their ass, really. But regardless of who wins the presidency, right?
That's right.
Black people best prepare for the next 4 years, regardless of who wins?
What we're going to do now, we're going to start rebuilding our own communities. And we're going to start practicing quid pro quo with each other. We're going to start developing a broad sense of community where we respect and appreciate each other. And in these communities, we're going to build our own businesses. We're going to practice group economics and group politics. which means we vote for ourselves and buy for ourselves. My thing is this. Quit trying to go out and stand out and march and demonstrate to make people let you into their restaurants. And black folk tell me, so well, Dr. Anderson, well I'm going to make them take my money. I said, no, why you want to make somebody take your money? You just tell them, no, go, what should we do? Go across the street and build your own damn business and quit kissing people's butts trying to make them like and love you.
I think that some of these marches are effective, though, just even trying to get justice for people who are killed by police brutality and changing some of those laws and police reform, because I have seen the results from them being there and occupying certain cities.
Right. But see, and you're right. See, the way you get a control of it is not by begging them to do it. What you do is, I told you, as Charlemagne on that five-story building. See, when you got the money and you got an economy at the base, you use your money and economy on the first floor to control the politicians who are on the second floor. Mm-hmm. You either buy all the politicians. If you can't afford to buy them, you rent them. And you use them to make them take care of the third floor. The third floor is the police department and the law and the legal system. You use the money off the first floor and you make the politicians do what they just need to do to control the third floor. That's the way you control the police. You can't control the police with just by going and looking for kindness in their hearts. Because that goes back to the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment says that militia, white militia, police, plantation police were ruling black folk. They used to call them paddy rollers. That's why in a black neighborhood, you have a predominant number of police officers be white. But you can't go to a white community and find that black policemen are make up the police enforcement in a white community. Build your own community and say, no, you can't come in here. That's why the Chinese would not let white policemen into Chinatowns all the way up until about the 1900s. They said, we don't need them. We got two other groups that are handling that. One called the Hatchimen, the other called the Tongues.
That's right. His name is Dr. Claude Anderson. You can go get Powernomics. You can go get Black Label, White Wealth. You can go get Dirty Little Secrets, Part 1 and 2. Go buy all Dr. Claude's books, man. He's one of my favorite people to have conversations with, to talk to. And I love you, and I value you, and I appreciate you, Dr. Claude. I'm glad you exist, my brother.
I tell you, you know how I feel about you. I mean, I tell anybody the second somebody's asked me about Charlemagne, I said, that's my man. And I said, and I'm not gay, and that's my man.
This all makes sense.
I appreciate you, Dr. Claude. Where can they find you if they want to reach you, man?
They can go to the powernomics.com website. We got a library pack to get all five of those books for $99. Or they can call the Power Numbers Corporation in Washington, D.C. and contact me. I love you guys, and I appreciate you. And please, if I said something that was offensive to you, I didn't mean to do that, and I apologize for it.
We welcome this type of dialogue. I would love to have it some more, because I agree with some things, disagree with some things, but that is all part of
our
own experiences.
That's right. I appreciate that. And I don't know the answers to everything, but I just strive for 50 years to be a forensic historian and do what nobody else does, and look at racial issues and cut them open, slice them and dice them and figure out how you find solutions. And I don't just accept things right off the bat, and I wouldn't want you to do that either.
Dr. Claude, thank you, my brother. We appreciate you. It's Dr. Claude Anderson. It's The Breakfast Club.
We are The Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say good morning to Natina. Good morning, Natina, from Def Jam, executive at Def Jam.
Who's that?
I just said she's an executive at Def Jam.
Natina.
She's more than an executive. Natina. She got all kinds of promotions. Natina, during this pandemic, has gotten like 3 promotions.
Yeah, she's an executive, but she's my friend.
Natina.
She calls me every morning to check up on her, make sure I'm doing good. So I just want to say good morning.
I need to meet
Natina.
She sounds like a nice person.
She wouldn't like you.
Probably wouldn't like her neither. I don't know who she is.
She wouldn't like you. But anyway.
Good morning, whoever you are, Natina.
Shut up, man. Let's get to the
room. You better not never need nothing from this person you don't know.
I'm pretty sure they need me more than I need them. But if this person was Natina, whoever this is, I just like her as a person.
I don't think she would like you. But let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Ice Cube.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
Rumor has it.
Well, as you know, and we've spoken to Ice Cube about this, he developed this contract with Black America and laid out this plan of what he thinks needs to be part of this whole presidential campaign, what needs to happen for helping Black Americans. Now, shout out to Ice Cube. This is according to Katrina Pearson. She posted this. She posted a tweet. She's a senior advisor for Trump's campaign. Shout out to Ice Cube for his willingness to step up and work with Donald Trump's administration to help develop the Platinum Plan. Lead is going to lead. Hate is going to hate. Thank you for leading. People were going in on Ice Cube yesterday because they think that he's working with Donald Trump. So Donald Trump had to clarify. He posted facts. I put out the contract with Black America.
No,
both parties contacted me. I mean, who did I just say?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Oh, Ice Cube posted facts. I put out the contract with Black America. Both parties contacted me. Dem said we'll address the CWBA after the election. Trump campaign made some adjustments to their plan after talking to us about the CWBA. Here's what he had to say.
So, you know, I think the Democrats, they, you know, they got every Black celebrity on their team. So they just figure, you know, tell kids to shut the up and vote. I ain't going to do that. You know, I'm going to push the program. We also met with the Republicans and they brought us in. We talked to them. They moved their agenda a lot because of what we said. They put $500 billion on the table. And, you know, but who knows? You know, who knows what's going to really happen? I just know one of them going to win. And I don't know if it can really matter to us. We got to just push whoever is in there because ain't nobody really solved our problems.
I was really confused about this yesterday because I was sitting back watching everybody slander Ice Cube. And I was like, well, when did Ice Cube endorse Donald Trump? When did Ice Cube say he was helping to design the Platinum Plan? That video that we just played, that audio, that was from 4 days ago. And I didn't hear him say any of that. I saw, you know, the Republican Trump supporters manipulating what he actually said. But I didn't hear Cube say he was endorsing Donald Trump and he helped to design the Platinum Plan.
Not at all.
And I have to wonder, at what point do we get smarter? Why are we so quick to attack our own?
I will say it was very misleading the way that Trump's spokesperson put that out
there. Yes, exactly. So
I will say that, and that was the intention of her posting that in that way, Katrina Pearson.
But shouldn't the slander go to her? Shouldn't people actually
People were confused because they saw that. That was a headline. Damn, Ice Cube's working with Donald Trump. I saw people were posting it.
Well,
it was
go
not
do
a good
your
day.
Research.
But that's what I hate. And especially somebody like Ice Cube, who's unapologetically Black and represents for Black people and rides for Black people. So instead of just attacking, shouldn't we
go do your research?
And
he
find
posted
out?
That video 4 days ago. Literally 4 days ago.
That's people, though.
Right. But I will say she definitely put that up purposefully.
Yeah, of course.
So she should have caught the smoke.
Yeah, of course he did.
Not Cube.
All right, now Kanye West thought that he was ahead of Trump and Biden in the polls in Kentucky. There was some type of poll that was, I guess, election results, and he posted a screenshot of the percentages according to these percentages. And, you know, I don't know what made him think that this was actually true. It showed that he was in second place with a 19% share of the vote. He was behind Libertarian nominee Joe Jurgensen, who has shown leading the polls with 36% of the vote, ahead of also Biden and Trump. So he was so excited. Here he is getting ready.
19%, 40,000 votes, Kentucky. Get the West Wing ready. Let's go.
Get the West Wing ready. Oh, my God.
Congratulations
to you, because you're Secretary of Defense, so that means you're going to be in the East Wing. He's going to be in the West Wing, man.
See, it's people.
Y'all are one step closer.
By the way, Barack Obama was on CNN yesterday, and he was talking about conservative conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. Y'all just as Black Twitter just as bad. Negroes like you just as bad. Because you throw something like out there and people run with it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the news station apologize for the false data that they posted on their site. They said someone discovered a cached web link that was used during June's primary election to post Associated Press election results. The old link was still populating current AP data and showed test results, which is part of the preparation they do in advance of elections. They were not valid. It was simply part of a test.
We don't have to talk about Kanye, though.
We're going to get more into it, though, in the next hour, because he also put out
that's the other thing.
A song.
We don't have to talk
about
it.
You don't want to hear about his music?
So you're not Secretary of Defense?
Man, shut up, man. I'm just tired of Negroes
being
misinformed.
All right, well, that is your rumor report.
I'm tired of Negroes being misinformed, and I want Negroes to read, and I want Negroes to
get the West Wing ready. Charlamagne's coming. Secretary of Defense, let's go.
He's on the East Wing.
And that's your rumor report.
Yep, and it's y'all the reason that he getting any type of votes, period. Because y'all keep taking
get the South Wing ready for Charlamagne.
And reporting on
in these streets.
It's all fun and games till November 3rd come. Then it's going to be a lot of slow singing and flower
Kanye's
bringing.
Our new president.
It's going to be a lot of slow singing and flower
all
bringing.
All right, guys, that's your rumor report.
All right. Well, Secretary of Defense, who are you giving your donkey to?
We need South Carolina Senator Lindsey Ladybug Graham to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him, please.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
When a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings, and if the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks, even if you don't see a train. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Hit the goddamn intro drop.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 Ooh. Years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yeah, it's Donkey of the Day for Thursday, October 15th. Ooh, payday. That good check,
oh,
too.
Today is payday.
It's that
yeah.
middle of the month check.
Payday.
Okay. But Thursday, October 15th, has to go to South Carolina Senator Lindsey Ladybug Graham. Now, listen, Lindsey just got donkey today on Monday because he said black people and immigrants are free to go anywhere in South Carolina as long as they're conservative. I'm not making this up. Let's listen.
I care about everybody. If you're a young African-American, an immigrant, you can go anywhere in this state. You just need to be conservative, not liberal.
Now, keep in mind, Lindsey may lose his Senate seat this year to South Carolina's Jamie Harrison. Dropping the clues, monster Jamie Harrison. A black man from Orangeburg, South Carolina, who has shattered congressional fundraising records by raising $57 million in the third quarter of this year. That's who I'm voting for, by the way. I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. Charlamagne, you're only voting for Jamie Harrison because he's black. Not true! I'm voting for him because his wife is black. And I love his plans to build South Carolina's infrastructure and his plans on ending poverty in South Carolina. But back to his opponent, Lindsey Ladybug Graham. Listen, while y'all were busy slandering Ice Cube yesterday for nothing, literally nothing, our real enemies were showing their true colors once again. What is Lindsey Ladybug Graham's true colors? Well, I believe Crayola would call it good old boy white. See, there's white and then there's good old boy white, all right? That good old boy white. I don't like that kind of white. Okay, that's that ignorant, sovereign white guy who can say and do virtually anything and still be viewed in a positive manner because good old boy white is America's favorite color. Add a little red, add a little blue, and we call that good old boy prejudice patriotism. And more often than not, regardless how racist, how prejudiced, no matter how much of those white devil horns we see, all that racism will be dismissed as good old boys just kidding around. Oh, trust me, that was his excuse for what he said yesterday. See, y'all were too busy attacking and fake canceling your own in Ice Cube yesterday, attacking him for something he didn't say. Meanwhile, Lindsey Graham was at the Supreme Court hearings, the confirmation hearings for Amy Coney Barrett, actually saying things he should be canceled for. And by canceled, I mean voted out. Would you like to hear what Lindsey had to say? Let's listen.
One of the reasons you can say with confidence that you think Brown versus Board of Education is super precedent is that you're not aware of any effort to go back to the good old days of segregation by a legislative body. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Pardon me? Could you play that part again? Do we have that one part isolated? We don't? Just play it again.
One of the reasons you can say with confidence that you think Brown versus Board of Education is super precedent is that you're not aware of any effort to go back to the good old days of segregation by a legislative body. Is that
the good old days of segregation?
The good old days?
Wow.
The good old days of segregation. Segregation, you mean the practice of requiring separate housing, education, and other services for black people? You mean the systemic separation of people into racial or other ethnic groups? You mean the same racial segregation that could get black people killed for crossing those racial lines? Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but I tend to lean on the side of Chris Rock. He was here a few weeks ago, and he said this about the good old days for black folks.
The beauty of being black is the future's always better. There are no good old days.
There are no good old days when you're black. Now, I'm on record as saying segregation was a great concept that was poorly executed. It shouldn't have been based on race. It should have been based on behavior, okay? Energy. Because I don't want to be around certain people either. Somebody like Lindsey Graham, I don't want to be in the same restaurant as him. I don't want to live in the same neighborhood as him. I don't want to be anywhere near a racist good old boy like Lindsey Graham. It's not good for my mental, spiritual, or emotional health, okay? In the case of Lindsey Graham, I am allergic to ladybugs. And do you know what Lindsey said in regards to his racist comments? Well, let's listen.
If anybody was listening to who I am and what I said, you know that it was with deep sarcasm that I suggested that some legislative body would want to yearn for the good old days of segregation.
Deep sarcasm. That's what all good old boys say when they're being racist. I was just horsing around. You know horsing, the same horse I would tie all your limbs to and fire my gun? That's what we call just pulling your leg, darky. Why you got your Tims all in a bunch? See, first and foremost, Lindsey Graham, no need to clean it up. Okay, you let the inner voice of your subconscious come out. That's fine. Okay, I'm glad y'all devils aren't hiding your horns anymore. I want you to speak your truth, okay? Speak truth to power because I damn sure gonna speak mine, okay? And as I've been saying, old toxic white male leadership like you, it's a wrap. That's why I'm excited about November 3rd. okay, yes, the top of the ticket, the president is important, but being from South Carolina, born and raised, and having to deal with good old boys like Lindsey Graham all my life, he got to go. You can't sit in that Senate seat no more. You need to be working in a bait and tackle shop somewhere, okay? A person who thinks segregation was the good old days and who thinks blacks and immigrants can go anywhere in South Carolina just so long as they're conservative is not fit to lead, okay? And we talk about cancel culture. We really have the opportunity to cancel Lindsey Graham by voting for Jamie Harrison on November 3rd. Now, Jamie was on CNN yesterday, and he responded to Lindsey Graham's good old boy comments. Let's listen.
Yeah, maybe Lindsey was being sarcastic. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, but it shows just how out of touch this guy really is. Because, you know, you take these comments with the comments that he just said a few days ago, these things just don't make any sense. This is also the same guy who said that he would go and campaign, and he actually did, with a woman who said that jokingly that she wanted to be on the front row of a lynching. You represent a state of 30% of the state are African Americans. 40% of black folks in this country came through the Port of Charleston because of slavery. You would think you would have a sensitivity to the type of language that you're going to use. But it just shows that Lindsey Graham represents what I call the old South. We're talking about building a new South.
I don't even know why Jamie is giving him the benefit of what doubt. Okay, don't give him the benefit of the doubt. Don't give him no bail. He knows who and what he is. Okay, and you know, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he once said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. But you know what else can drive out darkness and hate, especially in regard to politics? Your vote. Okay, we have to put our energy towards the real enemy, all right? And the real enemy is not the ice cubes of the world. That's how they keep us distracted, by having us fighting amongst each other instead of focusing on the real problems. And good old boys like Lindsey Graham are a real problem, okay? And he's got to go. Please let Kathy Griffin give Lindsey, Ladybug Graham, the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mail the biggest hee-haw.
All right. All right. Well, thank you for that, Donkey. Today, up next,
yes,
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What you want to know?
Baby mama issues? Need some words of wisdom? Call up now for Ask Yee, 800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
Relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Yee.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Angela.
Hey, mama. What's your question for Yee?
So my question for you is, my husband and I, we have been married for a year, and I actually just found out he's messing around with prostitutes, and he's been doing it since 2020 has started.
And wow. I just really during coronavirus and all that.
Yes. And I just need to know what I need to do, because I tried to talk to him, and he makes it seem like it's my fault that he does it.
What?
And yeah, and he's a really bad alcoholic, and he only wants to talk about like the serious stuff when he's drunk. So I don't know what to do. It's very stressful.
Asia, what was it like? Y'all ain't been married for a year. So before you guys got married, has he like changed since you got married?
Well, before we got married, he was very flirtatious with other women, but it did stop. And then, like I said, it has gotten worse since we got married. Like, the fact that he's spending our money and going to do this, it just doesn't make sense. Like, we're literally sleeping out in the car. So I'm like, we really need to save what money we have. So I don't know.
Asia, this is ridiculous. So let me get this right. So he's cheating on you with prostitutes. He's financially abusive because he's taking your money as well to spend it to pay for these prostitutes. He's an alcoholic, and he gets very, is he aggressive when he's drunk with you?
Sometimes, and it's only when I talk back, like when I give him feedback on what he says, Like, he'll start to yell. Like, he doesn't know how to have a normal conversation like how me and you are. But when he's sober, he doesn't want to talk about this stuff. But when he's drunk, he has everything to say.
Listen, I'm all for trying to make a marriage work, but it sounds like you need to get far, far, far away from this man. What is it that's keeping you with him?
Well, this is my very first marriage. Like, we have a 12-year age gap. I'm 27 and he's 39. So, like, he really taught me how to fall in love. Like, he literally showed me that love still existed. And then after we've been together for so long, it's just like, it's an ego thing with him.
Asia, I want to say this. It's great that you learned something and he taught you something, but you know how they say reason, season, lifetime? It sounds like he had a reason to be here. His season is over. Now you need to go have your lifetime somewhere else because anything could happen to you. This sounds like, A, he's endangering your health and well-being because he's having sex with prostitutes. B, you guys are literally, you said, living in your car and he's spending money on that. So it sounds like he has some real issues. C, he's an alcoholic. He's not getting help. And D, you just told me that he gets very aggressive. I'm assuming that when you even speak back or express yourself. So this sounds like an abusive relationship to me in many different ways. Do you have any support anywhere else?
I have family. So I'm going to figure it out.
Have you spoken to your family about it?
Yes, and my family, they don't like him at all. Like they like him when he's sober, but when he's drunk, they don't like him at all. Like, even his own
Asia,
family doesn't want to deal with it.
I don't like him either. I don't even know him. Please do me a favor. Get your stuff. Go stay with a family member and, you know, just get some space from this man so you can figure out what it is that you need to do. But it really sounds like you need to start talking to a lawyer now and figuring out how you can, I'm going to use this word again, disentangle yourself from this person because he's really holding you back. And I need you to, you sound like an amazing person. I can tell just by speaking to you over the phone. And I think you need to tap into that for yourself and do better for you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much,
Lee. All right, Asia, we love you.
Love you too.
And you deserve it.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I'm gonna
keep it real with you. Here's some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Lucy.
Hey, Ruthie, what's your question for ye?
Well, my friend has been having, like, erection problems. Mm-hmm. And,
Jump in, Envy. This is when you say me too.
Shut up.
It happened to me too.
She was just like, you know,
your phone sounds a little crazy, mama.
Your phone sounds
a little
soft.
Crazy.
Is that better?
Yes.
He says it's because of his blood pressure pills. And, so...
That's true, though. High blood pressure it does cause you to have issues with erections because that affects your blood vessels. That affects the flow of blood that gets to your penis for you to be able to have an erection. So go ahead.
Okay. And so I kind of asked him, I was like, well, you go to the doctor and put something in his
sight. I can't understand what you're saying right now. Is it
kind of hard to hear you?
Her
you know?
Boyfriend is not getting erect, and I think Charlamagne is best suited for this answer. You want to tell him what you do, Charlamagne?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Continue,
thing,
please.
This is the thing. I asked him if he wanted, you know, let's go to the doctor, and he doesn't want to take anything like that. So he just said he was going to cut his pills in half. Okay. Uh-huh. So my cousin. Her father passed, and when I was helping her clean out his house, and he had some pills. Mm-hmm. So I told him about the pills that I had him. He still didn't want to take any. So I kind of like crushed one up and gave it to him. He wasn't aware, and you know, it happened.
You slipped him a pill without him knowing? Come on now.
I mean, they were prescribed by a doctor, so it wasn't like something off. You know.
But still, you can't get somebody a pill and not tell them. But go ahead, what happened?
You walking around with a boner all day, don't know why, because you
I got a boner.
I did it at dinner, and I didn't say anything, so he noticed what was going on, so, you know, we had a good night.
So I said, you know what? I'll wait. And I did it again the following week. We had a good night.
Oh, you horny.
So, you're going to kill that man. He's going to have a heart attack and keep getting all them sex pills.
I'm out of pills now. And we got to the same problem. So how do I tell him that's why you are doing that? I mean,
okay, I do think you need to let him know that you did that. He's going to be angry because you can't just give somebody pills without their knowledge. And that, you know, just to acknowledge that was not, I would never promote anybody doing that. Because what if he would have had an adverse reaction to it? That's something if a doctor has to prescribe it to you.
He can't go to him. And I made sure I checked his blood pressure and everything.
He could have had a heart attack.
First of all, you know what's so stupid about this? What if he already knows he has a problem, so what if he's already taking pills? And then you doubling up on the dosage. You could literally kill this man.
He's not, because he refused to take them. He won't even go to
That's what he tells you. He probably got to with his meat all day long, because he been hard all day long messing
so
around
you
with
you. So you crushed up the pills and put it in his food?
I did a half of one, yeah.
I know, this is so foul.
Only had three pills, so only did it six times because I cut the pills in half.
All right, so A, you need to let him know because that's dishonest and you guys are supposed to have open communication. Hopefully, he might be mad at first and maybe he will come around, but I think that was definitely not the cool thing to do. He needs to go to his doctor to see how this might work with his medication because they can prescribe something for him and now maybe this will encourage him to do that. But I don't know, how would y'all feel if somebody put some medication without telling you in your food?
I'd be pissed the hell off.
I mean, you said somebody, though. I mean, that's the, like,
this,
yeah, this
it
is
worked.
His wife and his wife.
I get that it worked, but you still can't do that. You know, that's really disrupting the trust. And, but I think now is the time for y'all to have this conversation for real. He is going to have to go to his doctor. You know, he's already on medication, so he needs to make sure he's taking the right thing. And you got to do that. But and maybe they need to adjust his medication
as well. But he cut it in half, but it still wasn't working.
Right. And is he overweight? Does he get enough exercise? Does he smoke? Does he have other stresses?
He's in good shape. He does smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Because
sometimes those things can contribute.
Sorry?
Does he put it on you when he does get hard?
Why you want to know?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah, that's why I wanted him to take it.
I like the fact that she's not thinking about cheating, though. I do respect that.
Anyway, have that conversation with him.
What'd you say, Charlamagne?
You thinking about cheating?
Cheating? No.
Okay, good.
No.
Now y'all got to be honest with each other and have a real conversation, okay? That's all you can do now. All right? And it feels like, look, all is not lost. He's experimenting with different things. He cut his medication in half. You said he's a smoker. I know that sometimes can affect things. You know, sometimes if somebody's diabetic, there's all kinds of reasons why somebody could have erectile dysfunction. You need to figure out what the root of the problem is, if he's stressed, whatever. And I know you've been trying to work with him and this medication has worked. Sometimes people don't want to take medication if, you know, it's not something that's necessary for them to live. But this is a real conversation y'all need to have now. Since he's been taking it without knowing. But be honest.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Sheesh. Damn, if that would have went left, boy, who knows what could have happened.
All right. Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. Now we got rumors on the way?
Yes. Let's talk about Willow and Jaden Smith. They said that they were shunned by the Black community. We'll tell you the reasons why.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Kanye.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yo. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Man, Kanye put out music and everything yesterday because he thought he was second in the polls in Kentucky. Turns out that it was just a test that they were doing, and he had posted, "The whole team is so energized that I had to release theme music." He said, "People tried to talk me out of running for president. Never let weak, controlling people kill your spirit." You know, he is on the ballot in 11 states. Now, here is the Na 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 song that he put out.
Next time you text, can it wait? You were talking to a presidential candidate. I know you think Obi's one getting tired now. Don't jump, Anakin, I got the higher ground.
I got the high ground.
I'ma hit the moon, walk like I seen Tito. Man, a bumble song like President Gavito.
got to sign up for the veto, eh? I don't need to sign a release. I'm a freedom, man.
I thought he was only doing gospel music.
I thought so, too, but that's how you know you got a bunch of D-Riders and Yes-Men around you, because they won't even tell Kanye the poll numbers are wrong. They're going to let you go do a whole song knowing that that information isn't accurate. Hey, come on, man.
They let you know right away the results were not valid. It was simply part of a test, and they did apologize for any confusion, but he was so hyped.
And nobody in his team wants to tell him the truth and say, hey, those numbers aren't accurate. This was wrong. So they just all go in the studio and D-Ride him while he puts out that subpar goddamn music.
Just last week, he said he was only doing gospel music. I'm confused.
He still produces great music. He just don't rap great anymore. Like, his flow is off. His flow sucks.
All right, now let's talk about Barack Obama. He was on a podcast with two of his former aides, and he was reflecting on his own presidency. He was talking about Joe Biden's candidacy. He was giving some advice to progressives in his own party. And the podcast is called Pod Save America. It's 45 minutes. And this is what he had to say about basic competence.
One thing we know is that just basic competence can end up saving lives. You know, one thing I would say to anybody who's skeptical about what government can do generally is to just take the example of when we were in office. You might not have been happy with everything I did, all my policy choices, but when we had a pandemic or the threat of pandemic, we had competent people in place who would deal with it.
Right. Basic competence can save some lives. Mm-hmm. Now, he also said that government isn't going to fix everything right away. Listen to this.
On every issue that young people in particular care about, yeah, the government's not going to solve every problem overnight. But you know what? It can make it better. And better means lives saved. You know, better means that maybe some people don't get charged for crimes that they shouldn't be charged for, and some people don't get shot. And that's worth fighting for. And the idea that you'd give away your power because you're not getting 100% when you could get 30%, 40%, 50% better, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, I mean, some people would say that they don't feel like they're getting any percent, though. That's what they would say, regardless of who's in office.
All right. And he also said that the spread of misinformation has been a huge issue. I don't know if that ever won't be an issue.
That is a problem that is going to outlast Trump. Trump is a symptom of it and an accelerant to it, but he did not create it. And I think one of the biggest challenges all of us have is how do we reestablish some baselines of truth that at least the vast majority of people can agree to?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fact, but nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. Like, it's never going to change as long as social media is creating the narratives. Mm-hmm. That's just the truth to the matter. Nobody's going to do research. Nobody's going to fact check. They're going to run whatever the narrative is on social media. And once again, nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. And goddamn, it's some real good entertaining lies out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to see which one Donald Trump puts on
tonight. All right, well, you can listen to the full 45-minute Pod Save America out right now. Yes, and tonight we'll be watching Joe Biden, and then Donald Trump is also booked his own town hall that's going to be that's competing crazy. Against that.
All right. Mm.
8:00.
I'm wondering about Obama's comments about competence, though. Because when swine flu happened, didn't like 12,000 people die and 60 million people get infected?
Something to that effect,
yeah,
I believe.
I don't know, I think
we need to research that.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's the number.
All right,
well, but I would like to delve deeper into that conversation.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. Shout to Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. The People's Choice mix is up next, and shout to the homie Genuine. Today is Genuine's birthday. He turns 50 today, so shout to Genuine, one of the leaders of Light Skin, and we'll get some Genuine on in the mix.
The leaders of Light Skin? Light Skin people have leaders?
Yes.
Had no idea.
I'll be sure. Christopher Williams, Genuine.
Ooh, go ahead, Uncle Envy.
Me.
I don't know about you. No. No. I don't know if you're a leader.
Goodness
definitely
gracious.
A follower.
Well, goodness gracious.
Absolutely
all right.
A swallower. Oh, salute to Nyla. Nyla's in here, too.
Far.
Let me tell you how funny Nyla is. Nyla came in here, and Nyla said that people think that me and Envy are really gay. And Nyla, where you was at, Nyla?
A funeral.
Nyla was at a funeral. Do you know how gay we must be for people to stop a funeral? To ask somebody?
I don't think they stopped the funeral. I don't think they was in the middle of the funeral. Like, hold on. But Nyla, you here? Let me ask you a question. I don't think it was like
you
that.
You busy grieving? But you worried about whether we are gay? Wow. I'm going to stop playing now.
All right.
I don't want to play no more.
Good. It's the People's Choice Mix. Up next is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
All right, and here is my daily reminder to you to make sure that you vote. You saw Shaq voted for the first time, and he voted already, so some people are voting early. But again, Election Day is November 3rd, and Levi's is teaming up with Rock the Vote to help get as many people as possible registered and ready to vote this fall. Just text Levi's to 788-683 to get registered, to find out your key dates, and also get your voting how-tos from Rock the Vote.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to Dr. Claude Anderson for joining us this morning.
Our elder, you should respect your elders, okay? And listen to Dr. Claude Anderson. That interview is up on YouTube. And salute to young Nyla, my niece Nyla. Get on the microphone real quick, Nyla, because I want you to explain this story that you said. You said your family thinks me and Envy are gay?
Yes.
What's wrong with you, man?
So I recently went to Florida, where I'm originally from.
Shout out to Florida.
And, you know, in the South, things are a little slower, but they pay attention to the things you guys do, like the dolls, the butts,
excuse me,
fingers, all the little jokes you guys do. So long story short, my family saw me, and they wanted to know if you were gay.
At a funeral?
Yeah.
But how did you answer?
It wasn't at the funeral. And I just started laughing because it's like, yeah, I can see why you think they're gay.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And you're like, I don't know. That's what I have to tell my family. I'm not sure. I just be like, I'm not sure.
But like, I think so. I'm
not
sure.
You know how gay we must be for them to be thinking about that at a funeral?
I reassured them that you guys both were married with kids and y'all
and that doesn't mean anything, by the way.
Plenty of gay married men out there.
There's two of them right there.
It wasn't at the funeral. It was at the reception.
The same damn day.
What song was playing when they asked you that? Do you remember?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. What was it for dinner?
Hot dogs. Who knows?
That's what I'm saying. I'm just thinking, what sparked that conversation?
We had fish, for sure. I had fish on my plate. Yeah.
Okay.
It wouldn't be the fish.
It definitely wouldn't be the fish. Definitely wouldn't be the fish.
All right. When we come back, positive note is the Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. All right. It's time to get up out of here.
Yeah.
Yes, also make sure y'all check me out today. I'm moderating a conference for the A3C Festival. Of course, it is something that is virtual. And that is with artist Toby Nwigwe, Linnell Grant, and Jade Lewin. You know him from the song that he did about Breonna Taylor, still trying to get justice for Breonna Taylor. And yeah, so just check it out. It's going to be a really fun and interesting conversation.
All right. Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do, man. The positive note is for everybody out there trying to heal on their journey of healing. Always remember, healing requires us to be honest with ourselves, to see that we are the ones holding on to what is harming us, and it is our choice to let it go and be free.
Let it go!
Breakfast Club, bitches! Y'all finished or y'all done?
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.